You're listening to another episode of The Zag. Eric DeSobe here. Excited to continue our feature episode series of the 2019 NLC Fellows. Stephen Almazan is here. One of our fellows who works deeply in education. Yeah, let's get to it. All right, Stephen. Yeah, like I said, you're our kind of education stalwart in this year's class. Tell folks what you do for a living right now.
Sure. So first off, thank you so much, Eric, for having me on. My name is Stephen Almazan, and I am the Managing Director of External Affairs for an education nonprofit called Educators for Excellence. We work with teachers in LAUSD to write and advocate for policies at the local level.
Yeah, and before that, you worked very closely in schools. You were a classroom teacher, special education teacher. Tell folks where you worked and what your daily teacher life was like.
Yeah, so right out of college, I started teaching in LAUSD in Koreatown at a school called New Open World Academy. I was a fourth and fifth grade special day class teacher. And then afterwards, moved on back home to the east side of Boyle Heights to teach at Kip Soul Academy and Kip Illuminar Academy as a elementary and middle school resource specialist. And I would say that day was very... I was always on my feet, and I was never bored. And the kids always challenged me and reminded me of how much I missed being a student. And just how much patience it takes just to really connect with kids. But it's probably the most important and the most difficult job to do.
And there's a lot going on in the city in terms of education right now. You have a really interesting board district race for LAUSD school board and the board district 5, which is kind of a weird district going from northeast part of the city to the southeast part of the city. And there's also the likelihood of a teacher strike. What kind of things are you keeping an eye on the most in your work with teachers through E4E?
Yeah, I think the teacher strike is definitely top of mind for a lot of our members. A lot of what we really focus on is ensuring that we're elevating voices of our teachers, and knowing that oftentimes what we hear from our members is that they really want to focus on why, if they're choosing to strike, why are they striking for their students? And if they're choosing to strike, why are they striking for equity? And if they're choosing to strike, like, why are they striking for their profession? And I think just from this past year at the national level, there's been obviously many teachers who are making their voices heard on education. Teachers who are making their voices heard by running for elected office, staging public protests, and even engaging in strike actions. So that this is definitely something that's top of mind on our members. And I think it's a matter of ensuring that they are hearing, making sure that their voices are heard. And hopefully down the line, once everything is said and done, the district and their labor partners are able to come to ratify a contract that's equitable for students, fair for teachers, and feasible for the district.
Yeah, definitely. And last thing, what is something you're looking forward to once we get together with all the fellows in January?
Just looking forward to meeting everyone else. I feel a lot of what folks have really hyped up about NLC, whether it's an alum several years ago or folks who just finished their program, is that the people really make the program. And I'm really excited just to meet experts from across a variety of different fields. And I think it's just a matter of really expanding my own network as well. But I am really just looking forward to developing deeper relationships with folks across LA.
Great. Well, we're excited to see you in January. Congrats on your fellowship acceptance. And thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Zag. You can catch all the past episodes featuring the other 19 amazing fellows that will join Stephen in January. You can find that at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, all the places. Make sure to do that. Until next time, catch you soon.